Become a patron to listen to every episode of Brad Nichols Podcast.
Yay, I'm recording another episode of the Brad Nichols Podcast. It's not the Brad Nichols Podcast. It's Brad Nichols Podcast. It's not the Brad Nichols Podcast. How many fucking times do I have to tell myself this thing? It's Brad Nichols Podcast, all caps, except for podcast, which is not in all caps. But Brad Nichols is in all caps, because that's just the natural state of Brad Nichols. Brad Nichols is always in all caps, or he should be, and it should be. Okay, but not always. Maybe not always. But I should be. I don't know what I'm fucking saying right now. I'm just excited to be making a podcast episode of Brad Nichols Podcast, my podcast. I was going somewhere with this, but I've forgotten where I was going already. I mean, my Weetabix, they haven't kicked in yet. I just ate Weetabix. I ate chocolate Weetabix. First time in my life I've had chocolate Weetabix, and I can say the chocolate Weetabix are fucking delicious. Seriously. These Weetabix chocolate things. It's just, they got, it's Weetabix, but the whole thing just tastes like chocolate. But not like an extreme amount of chocolate. But also not a tiny amount of chocolate. Just the amount of chocolate. I thought it was just going to be like little bits of chocolate in the Weetabix. In the Weetabix. I don't know, is it Weetabix or Weetabix? Ah. I thought it was just going to be like fucking a cookie. A chocolate chip cookie with some chips in it. But it wasn't. It was that the whole thing was actually like, I don't know. It was mixed with chocolate. All of the ingredients. You put all the shit in there and you put, not shit. Don't put shit in my Weetabix. You put everything in there. You put the Weetabix and you put the shit and you put, don't put shit in my Weetabix. You put the Weetabix in there, everything in there. All right, that's what we're talking about when we're talking about shit. Put all the shit in there. And then just mix some chocolate in there. But just the right amount. Just the amount of chocolate. And it does seem there are like little bits of chocolate, like chips in there as well. It's just a fucking delicious thing. It's a delicious thing, Weetabix chocolate. Weetabix chocolate. And I'm going to fucking eat it for breakfast every day. Every single day until this box of Weetabix chocolate runs out. And then I'm going to buy another one, most probably. And then I'll probably get bored of it in about a month or two or something. But it's very nice. It's very nice. Since we're talking about food and, you know, drink. We weren't talking about drink, but here we go. I'm going to tell you something about the things I put in my body to keep my life going. That's what I'm talking about. I've stopped drinking. This should be a fucking episode by itself. Both of these things. The Weetabix chocolate should be an episode by itself. And this thing that I'm about to tell you should be an episode by itself. I've stopped drinking 7-Up Free. I fucking stopped it. And the reason why is because I just didn't want all those sweeteners in my body. I was drinking like 2 liters, 3-4 liters a day. Not that much. I guess sometimes. I guess it was, you know, 2 to 3, maybe sometimes 4 liters a day, but mostly kind of around 2 to 3 liters a day I was drinking. And I just didn't want all of that fucking aspartame, I think it is, in there. Yeah. The sweeteners and all that stuff. And just whatever else they put in it. I just didn't want it in my body anymore. And I didn't want the carbonation either. And I just thought, why not just go straight to the fucking source of what I need when it comes to fluid? And that is water. You know? Apparently, I'm mostly water, apparently. Like you are. Like we all are. We're all mostly human water bags walking around and sitting down and standing up and flying around. We don't fly. Humans don't fly. We're not some kind of flying animal. Also, I just spat out a microphone. Also known as like a bird, I guess. Are all animals that fly birds? Huh? Maybe I already know this and it's not coming to me right now. Or maybe I should use the Google. But I'm not going to use the Google. I'm just going to say it here. All animals that fly are birds. And if you're an animal that can fly that isn't a bird, well, like, I don't know, an insect. Have I answered it? I've already answered it. Fucking insects aren't birds, are they? They can fly. And they are animals, I think. It's an insect, animal, same thing. It's a fucking... We're going too into this right now. It's just the Weetabix haven't kicked in yet. Okay, delicious, but they haven't kicked in yet. So I'm still a bit in the fogland of sleep. I'm recording this in the morning. It's only 9:13 a.m., cunt. I don't know why I just called you a cunt. I'm sure you're a lovely person, maybe. I don't know. Or maybe you're a cunt. Anyway, yeah, I was talking about 7-Up and all that crap. Yeah, I've stopped drinking it. Don't want it anymore. Instead, I just drink water. That's what I drink now. I drink 2, 3, 4 liters of water a day. And yeah, you just go to the source. Go to the source of the fluids you need. And it's my body, you know. My body doesn't have to... It's about my body. My body doesn't have to take the time and the fucking energy to process all of the crap out and deal with that so that it can have its water. No, just drink the water. Fucking just drink the water. And I'm drinking mineral water and spring water. Yeah. Bottled mineral water and spring water. Yeah. And I'm sure there'll be 3 episodes on these things I've just talked about. There'll be an episode in 7-Up 3 and why I loved it for a while, but then I just fucking had to kill it. I had to send it away into the woods to die. And there'll be an episode on Weetabix chocolate Weetabix, yeah, Weetabix chocolate. And there'll be an episode on bottled water. And probably water by itself. All kind of variations of these 3 things, okay? There'll be variations on fucking the fucking 7-Up 3. Variations on water. There'll be fucking variations on 7-Up 3. Variations on Weetabix chocolate. And variations on water. Bottled water. I can make hundreds of episodes on each of those things, you know? I really want to go on about bottled water now because it's the best. Tap water just doesn't do it. I was trying tap water for a while. And it just wasn't there, you know? There's that kind of that aftertaste that it has and that taste just fucking when you put it in of just it's chemically tastes, you can taste it all, you know. It tastes a bit like a fucking swimming pool. Not as bad as a swimming pool, but it's still swimming pool-like, you know, and esque. And, yeah, so then I switched after a few days to the bottled water. Just so much better. 100 times better. Fucking amazing. And, yeah, I like it as well because it wastes plastic, and I love wasting plastic. I love plastic. I think that people who are against plastic are just very dull people. If you're against plastic, then stop being against plastic because you're a dull person. plastic is a great thing. Humans love plastic. We fucking want plastic. Plastic is better than a lot of alternatives. And I don't like the whole recycling thing either. I mean, these bottles are all recyclable, apparently. I don't like that. I want plastic just to be out there. I just want to walk down a street through fucking mountains of plastic. Have to kind of just plastic as air, plastic in the air everywhere. Just fucking boom, bottles flying everywhere. Boom, straws flying everywhere. Boom, plastic boxes. Boom, you know, just in the air. I want oceans of plastic. And these poor fucking dolphins and turtles and fishies, they used to love the plastic. They used to kind of, you know, put it on their... They used to put it on their heads and around their necks. They used to have necklaces of plastic, you know. They made little outfits out of them. Out of plastic. And we've decided it's not good for them anymore. And we're trying to change that. So fuck us. Fuck humans. Well, fuck some humans. Well, fuck all humans. But fuck some humans more than others. I love plastic. I want more plastic. Think of the dolphins. Think of the turtles. Think of the fishies. When you take away their fucking plastic with all your fucking recycling. And... there are so many things I want to make this episode about now. I know what the episode... We haven't even got into it yet, okay? We haven't even fucking touched what the episode is going to be about. But wait, what is the episode going to be about? Oh, yes. I just remembered. I know what the episode is going to be about. All right? And we're going to get into it. But for some reason, I've gone on multiple tangents... Is it a tangent if you just start with a tangent and then keep going with tangents? I don't know. Probably not. Maybe it is. Fuck it. I just went many different paths with this. But I do kind of want to make this episode about fucking Weetabix and plastic bowls and 7-Up Free. Plastic in general. Ooh, need some water. Plastic bottled water. Oh, that was very interesting. Like a teeny tiny bit of something came up from my throat and it kind of caught on my throat, sensitive part of my throat. And then I coughed it up. Interesting. Let's get into it. Let's go. Space boy. Space boy. Egg yo. Space boy. Egg yo. Space boy. Egg yo. Do the space boy egg yo. Come on and show me your space boy egg yo. Go on. Show me. Ooh, my name's Jeff. I want to go to space on my own rocket ship. Oh, hello. My name's Dick. They call me Richard, but my real name is Dick, and I go to space, not really space, but kind of space. Oh, I'm Elon. I haven't even gone to space yet. Oh, Jeff and Dick, they got their thoughts, but I'm going to go to space one day. I'm going to go to Mars. I'm going to go to Mars. I'm going to go to Mars and I'm going to nuke Mars. I'm going to build many, many nuclear rockets and I'm going to take them to Mars. And I'm going to nuke Mars. Oh, fuck. Sometimes I surprise myself. Sometimes I surprise myself. Anyway, let's talk about the Space Boys. The Space Boys, they're going to space Jeffrey's gone to space already. He got second place to Richard Branson, but did he? Because Richard Branson didn't kind of really go to space. He went near space, and in some fucking some people call it space. Some fucking organizations call it space. Some fucking authorities on this call it space, and others don't. But he did go up first. He went up first, but did he go to space? Did he get there? That's a question. And then Jeff went up, and he went to space. He went to real space, apparently, and he was happy about that. I haven't seen like a video inside the spaceship with Jeff. Dick Richard, he had one, didn't he? He had like a really kind of well produced. I think it was a live stream or just a video in general. I didn't watch it live. Fuck 'em. But he had a nice video footage of it, didn't he? Of him there in the window and the planet of ours and floaty people. And he's talking about molesting children. He used to molest children. And he said he used to molest children when he was a child. And if you also grow up to be like me, then you can continue to molest children. Why do I say these things? He does look a bit like a child molester, though, doesn't he? He does. He's just got that look about him. He's got that look about him like a child molesting kind of look about him. So anyway, yeah, but he had a nice video feed of it, or at least video footage of it. But where's Jeff's footage? I don't think there is any. Like, I think there was footage. The only footage I saw was just the capsule and the ship and all that shit. The rocket ship. There was no inside the capsule thing. There was just, I think, their voices and all that shit. So, of course, it's a conspiracy theory that he didn't go. Or it should be. I don't even know if it is, but it probably is. Maybe he didn't go. Who knows? But, I mean, if you're going to do that, if you're going to fake it, then wouldn't you have faked it before the Richard Branson did it? Because then you're number one, you know, undisputed. I went to space. I'm the first billionaire weirdo type to go to space like this. Yeah. So it's pretty real. It was just they either it was a massive oversight or they just for some reason didn't want cameras in there. And that's either incompetence or stupidity. Yeah. Wow. And Elon was back on Earth, fuming. Fucking the rage of the Elon Musk. He must have been fuming. He probably was, I didn't see anything of him saying any bad things about them. So I'm sure maybe he was publicly saying, yay, congratulations, go to space, woo. But he was probably really pissed off that he was. Or maybe he's just a fucking coward and he's never, you know, he's never going to go to space. He talks about it all the time and he builds rockets and shit. But he's fucking scared. He's a scared boy. He's the scared boy of the space boys. He's not even a space boy. He's a South African boy that will never go to space. Or maybe he will go to space. Maybe he's not, you know, too scared about it. But he just hasn't set it up yet. Yeah. These boys, all three of them. Are there any others? I mean, there probably are. There's probably Probably ones that are trying to do it. You haven't done it yet. And they're probably fucking jealous and pissed and stuff about it. Am I jealous and pissed about it? Should we explore that? I don't think I am. It's possible I am. So let's explore it, honestly. And let's go inside myself. Let's find out. Let's find out inside myself if I'm jealous and pissed about it. I don't think so. I don't think I am jealous and pissed about it. Do I want to go to space? I think yes. But at the same time, it's not something that... I think I do. I do have moments of dreaming about going to space, of course. But it's not one of my kind of close dreams. And I mean close dreams in terms of kind of like the closest to my heart, the closest thing that I really feel I need to do in life. Like, it's a dream, sure, but it's not a high priority. It's not something that I really kind of feel I need. Like, I gotta do this. But yeah, I have dreamed about it in kind of in different ways. I think it's more about kind of when that time comes, that like there needs to be kind of an interesting goal attached to it. It's not just like, oh, gonna space as a tourist or something. Or I mean, they have done something interesting in terms of, you know, pushing, you know, creating this whole new industry of tourism. I don't think it's really going to take off, or it's going to be a long time until it does really take off. And it's just going to be seen as kind of a cunty rich person thing to do, kind of go up just to the very edge, just inside space, or just to the edge of space, and then come back down. That's what it's going to be for a long time. Yeah, but they have done something, I guess, in doing that, but it's just not really that interesting of a goal, I feel like. I mean, I love the heroic age of space travel, like the heroic age of Antarctic exploration, that kind of thing. I mean, that was like the 50s, I think, 60s and 70s. And then it kind of got kind of doing some interesting stuff still, but kind of went a different way that wasn't as exciting. Or maybe still exciting. It's still exciting, but let's be honest, not as exciting. The shuttle was cool, but it wasn't the fucking moon, was it? Hubble was cool, but it wasn't fucking, it wasn't Neil Armstrong walking around on the moon and all the rest of them, was it? Yes, I think, so that kind of heroic age, should we call it, the beginning, because I think there's more heroic ages to come, like great ages of true space exploration. But that first kind of heroic age, I fucking love that. That's great. Like the boldness, the excitement, the thrill, the challenge, the romance of this, just the fucking greatness of that. I'm really attracted to that and those kind of things. Like real goals. Like, hey, let's fucking put a man on the moon. Let's do it. Fucking do it in a decade. This decade, let's do it. Let's get it done this decade. Like, I fucking love that. So, like, if I'm going to space, then I want to be the first at something. Or, like, maybe the longest. Like, I stayed up there the longest, maybe. Or I kind of fucking... Just some kind of record, some kind of goal, some kind of real great thing that's like, hey, he got this record, he got this goal, he was the first at this. He did this thing, you know, the best or the longest or something. So I think it will be attached to that. I don't have any interest of just going to space for the fuck of it. I think, yeah, sure, it would be cool, but riding in an airplane is cool, and I do it all of the time. And I still, when I ride in an airplane, think, hey, this is fucking cool. I really enjoy this. This is great. I love looking out the window and, you know, knowing I'm 35,000, 40,000 feet in the air and the Earth's down there and I'm flying through the fucking whoosh. I'm flying over the fucking Earth. You know, I'm still in the atmosphere, but I'm still fucking going over the land and the ocean and fucking way up here. It's exciting. It's fun. And I think if I just went to space just to go to space, it would be like that. It would be like, hey, this is fun. Look at that. Look at the Earth there. Yay. Cool. Yeah. But it's not like a thing, you know, that I would do, go out of my way to do, unless there was something else attached to it. Because flying an airplane, it's like, eh, flying an airplane. But flying to space, I want to come back and be like, hey, I flew to space, and I did this fucking thing. I did these things, and they're great, yes. Give me some attention. Give me all the attention. Write it down, remember it, bitch. Yeah. Like, if it was hundreds of years in the future or thousands of years in the future when space travel is just like getting on an airplane, then yeah, sure. But I don't think it's going to be like that for a long time. And I think there is a century or two or three or maybe even four or five or six. There's hundreds of years of kind of great explorations in space, exploration in space that is yet to come. And there'll be cunts who just go up to look at the Earth and non-cunts who just go up to look at the Earth and stuff. But yeah, what I'm saying is the dream of going to space is attached to something bigger than just going to space. When that dream comes to me, you know, and that dream, even that dream, it's not that close. You know, I have other big dreams that are closer than that. I'm going to have a sip of water now. Maybe even a gulp of water. Maybe I'll down the whole fucking bottle. I don't want to be a space boy. Richard, Jeff, Richard, Elon. Oh, poor Elon. You're all space boys, and that's B-O-I-S. You are space boys. And I don't want to be like you. I don't want to be like you, Elon. Elon, ooh, Elon, I don't want to be like you, Richard Dick. I don't want to be like you, Jeff. I don't want to be like you, Jeff. I don't want to be like you, Jeff. Jeffrey Bezos. I've heard that song 10,000 times just today. It's everywhere, isn't it? I haven't actually heard it today. But, I mean, every time I go on the fucking the internet, it's there. Jeffrey Bezos. Come on, Jeffrey. It's a great song. It is a great song. You gotta give it to him. I think the human who made that song is called Bo. Burnham. Fucking Burnham, Bo. Burnham, Bo. Go ahead. Go on, Burnham, Bo. Yeah. Go on, Burnham, Bo. Bo. Bo Burnham. It's a great song, Bo Burnham. And you've actually done some real great work, and I respect your work, you know. I do. I think you put a lot of effort into it, and you're very talented. And it's rare. It's rare. People like me, and less importantly, people like you, are rare. Real talent is fucking rare, and real talent that also works their fucking ass off. Real talent that just works their fucking ass off, you know. It's rare. It's a rare thing in this world. And I've got it. I do it. And less importantly, Bo's got it. And he does it as well. So congratulations, Bo. It's a great song. Jeffrey Bezos. Come on, Jeffrey. What's going to happen with these Space Boys? I hope there's more Space Boys. I hope they keep coming and coming and coming and coming and coming. I hope fucking there's hundreds. I in 10 years, I hope there's hundreds, and they're all doing their own kind of little things. Like this, they've all got their own space companies, and they're all doing their own childish dreams. They're kind of not really that impressive. I mean, we've already been to the moon, apparently, and you're all excited about fucking just going up to the Earth a bit. Going up above the Earth a bit. Space Boys. Don't have a lot of respect for the Space Boys. And Jeffrey Bezos, he said when he came back to Earth, he said like, oh, this is, and he said it in like a serious way, not in a kind of joking way. He was like being sincere about it, genuine. He said like, ah, this is thanks to every single Amazon customer and every single Amazon employee. It's you. You did this. Thank you. Like, he said something like that, and it was just like so unbelievably fucking awful. Such an awful thing to say. Like, that's the thing you don't say. Like, you are the richest person in the world right now. You know, when this is happening, he's the richest person in the world. I think he was, you know, but he has been before, if he isn't right now. Or at the time be. I think he was. Richest fucking person in the world. And he's saying, it's thank you to all the people who've made me the richest person in the world so that I can go and build a rocket and then go to space in it and achieve my childhood dream. Thanks. It's because of you. Like, fuck off. Cunt. Bald cunt. Rub your bald head up and down. Up and down some concrete, just up and down the concrete until some strawberry jam comes out. You are a fucking cunt to say that in front of the world's media. You just say it. Like, that's the thing you're not supposed to say. You're like, oh, thank you. You fucking plebs. You fucking peasants. You poor people. Thanks for buying some fucking shit on my website. And thank you for having to shit in bags and piss in bottles and fucking run around all day in the warehouse. Thanks. So that I could get a space. You've really done something special because you contributed. No matter how small, no matter how little, no matter how insignificant your fucking life is, you contributed to sending me Jeffrey. Jeffrey Bezos. To space. Fuck off. Fucking awful. Seriously. Like, how out of touch do you have to be? And I guess when you get that rich, like, you just do become so incredibly out of touch. Like, just stunningly so. And you don't know. Like, that's not the fucking thing. That's not the move, baby. Those aren't the words to say in that moment, okay? You're supposed to pretend, and I'm sure he did. You're supposed to pretend and stick to it. You're supposed to pretend something about the world or something about other people, helping other people, advancing, blah, 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 blah. You're not supposed to make it all about you. You're supposed to pretend that it's not, even though, of course, that's all you fucking care about. And hey, it's all we fucking care about. Every single one of us, all we care about really is ourselves. With some exceptions, you know, every now and then you might care about a family member or someone you love, you know. But mostly it's about me. And we're all the same in that regard. Yeah, but you're not supposed to say that, Jeff. It's just, fucking, how out of touch do you have to be, space boy? I wonder when we'll have our first, like, tragedy. When will we have our first space boy tragedy? Tragedy. When will a billionaire going up in a rocket not come back down, shall we say? When will we have a bit of a problem, me space boys? When do you go up and go I don't know. It should happen. Yeah. Space is a dangerous business. And eventually, one of them's got to blow up. And that'll be funny, won't it? That'll be funny. Very funny. Life is funny, isn't it? All right, that's enough for today, my children. You are my children. Yes, you are. Woo! All right, I'm going to go. Oh, still pretty early. All right, I won't eat lunch yet. I'll wait an hour for lunch. Do some more work first. Maybe play some chess. I fucking love chess. Play some online chess. And then I'll eat lunch.
BradNichols.com